This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanchura. Michigan has a lot of festivals. There's a tulip festival, a cherry festival, an apple festival. We even have an asparagus festival. Well, recently I came across a sort of garlic festival. It happens in Elk Rapids. It's really an auction where you can taste different kinds of garlic and then bid on the variety you like. They even have a competition where judges pick the best of show. I happened to mention it to a couple people, and they all had a similar response. How do you judge garlic? And how many different kinds of garlic are there anyway? Well, it turns out, a lot.
Oh, I've never looked it up, but it's got to be thousands.
That's Eric Patterson, chef and co-owner of The Cook's House in Traverse City. He's one of four judges who will decide the winner of this year's Garlic Fest, which happens on Saturday night.
Pointed sharp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's like a general
heat. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. To get a sense of what judging garlic is like, I went to The Cook's House where the initial rounds of judging took place.
This first lot is lot number one, and I'm going to bring over the garlic for you to look at.
Jeannie Voller is with Crosshatch Center for Art and Ecology, the group that puts on the event.
So here we go. You can just grab a sliver. And I'm going to read you about the varietal characteristics.
This year, 12 different varieties were entered. All of them are grown in northern Michigan and without pesticides.
So this is a silver skin garlic called silver white. And this is a soft neck. This is a good storage garlic. And it tolerates a lot of growing temperatures, so it's nice for our area. This garlic is typically hot tasting. Does have quite a bit of a sulfur taste to it.
Over the course of 2 days, the judges will narrow the garlic selections down to their top six varieties. Those varieties will then be judged on Saturday night in front of a live audience. Afterwards, all the garlic entered will be up for auction. The garlic is judged on four criteria: appearance, what's called varietal characteristics, and then how it tastes, both raw and roasted.
So what were your thoughts on that first round?
It was beautiful.
That's Lee Michaels, VP of Operations at Cherry Capital Foods. He's another judge.
Pretty strong on the raw, but I need to really compare it to the other ones to really know if it's as spicy as I think it is. But it's pretty spicy. Definitely needs to be roasted.
In between the rounds, the judges drink quite a bit of water and eat some bread to help cleanse their palates.
I feel bad I don't want to breathe on anyone, but I think it'll be the same if you do it to me. So.
Matthew Duran is the executive chef at Interlochen Center for the Arts. He's also judging this year. Besides plenty of bread and water to refresh his taste buds, Matthew strategically chooses where he puts the garlic on his tongue.
I tried to go back and forth just because, you know, I mean, obviously garlic can be real hot, and we had some hot ones, and it was definitely a good thing that I was going back and forth.
You burned some taste buds?
One or two of them did, yeah, I would say so.
Back in the kitchen, Eric Patterson prepares the next variety. He breaks open the garlic bulb and then starts to slice it.
Well, you want to go pretty thin, otherwise it's just too much for the palate. It just overpowers every, you know, especially when you're trying it raw like this, you don't want to go too thick.
The slices are small, about the size of a dime. Then the judges try that same garlic roasted. When roasted, the garlic becomes gooey. Some of the judges eat it with a spoon. Others spread it on bread like butter. This particular variety is called a porcelain garlic.
Again, this is known for its sulfur content, and that if you want garlic to be aggressive in your dish, this is the garlic to...
Ooh.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
We are feeling the aggressiveness of the garlic.
Again, a different spiciness than the last one.
That's Lee Michaels again. Lee says he's struggling with balancing his personal tastes with how a specific variety should taste.
I'm trying to keep it about the description, but obviously I have my perception of what garlic should be, and I probably lean more towards the more intense flavors.
And so your opinion of what garlic should be tends to be stronger.
Yeah, I want to taste it the next day still.
Okay. Lot number four.
Lot four is supposed to be one of the hottest varieties. But Eric Patterson isn't impressed.
Appearance is good, but everything else blows. Three, two, I haven't tried. tried roasted yet, but yeah, I mean, if it's supposed to be one of the hottest, it's, I mean, there's zero flavor there.
He says the flavor will be even less when roasted, almost like eating paper. But after trying it, he's pleasantly surprised.
Tastes like pumpkin. That's pretty freaking cool, actually.
Before I left the cook's house, I asked Lee Michaels one last question.
How soon will you be able to kiss somebody?
I don't think that has anything to do with my breath.
You can find more information about this Saturday's Garlic Festival at our website, interlockinpublicradio.org.
Garlic's stinky and delicious. Garlic's healthy and nutritious, and it tastes so fine with some cheap red wine.
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Also happening this weekend up in Petoskey, the Michigan Hemingway Society is hosting its annual Ernest Hemingway Conference. The theme this year focuses on the year 1919, which is the last year Hemingway spent in the Walloon Lake area. One of the highlights of this year's festival will be a vintage baseball game highlighting the Black Sox scandal of 1919. Christopher Struble is the president of the Michigan Hemingway Society. He says Hemingway was a baseball lover his entire life and documented the moment he found out about the scandal in his book, The End of Something.
And he and his friend Bill Smith, as they're sitting in this cabin getting practically drunk, as they detail it, they find out about the Black Sox and scandal, and they start talking about that. And it's probably one of the first times Hemingway was sort of introduced to the world of corruption, I guess, and things weren't always the way that they seemed. And it took a big toll on him.
The Petoskey Mossback Baseball Club will reenact the game, which is free and open to the public.
We may have a few missed pop flies and maybe a few extra strikeouts to kind of show what had happened that year.
And you can find out more about the conference at their website, MichiganHemingwaySociety.org. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Aaron Selbig helped edit the show this week. I'm Dan Wanchura. Have a great weekend. When we get home.